Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
An intense debate going on right now about Fritos.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't want to be in the room with Fritos.
No.
What kind of comment is that?
You open a bag of Fritos and it smells like foot cheese. I mean, it's bad. It's a bad scene.
And the Bulldog.
Party wrecking, palate destroying, stinky foot cheese, grossest chip of all time. In a blowout.
It's Mike Shope.
Bulldog. No, you're talking about the All-American chip.
The All-American chip! The Mexican chip! What are you talking about? The All-American chip!
What are you doing?
And the Bulldog.
Apple pie and Fritos.
Apple pie and Fritos!
It's the apple pie of chips.
You are disgusting!
It is the apple pie of chips. Mike, you're right. It's the apple pie of chips.
You people are gross!
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Mike, don't you think you go to a party and you see the Frito, you think this person knows what he's doing? This is the person who's a sharp
No, I think that guy doesn't want...
Miles Davis.
That guy sent out Halloween invites and he didn't want anyone to be at his party. That's what he's doing.
Train. Cold is my favorite moment ever.
On WGR.
Still is. What is the dessert of... What Frito... The apple pie of chips. What is the Fritos of dessert?
You mean the most disgusting dessert in a blowout? Is that what you mean?
For you to be like ambrosia.
I think Bulldog wants it to be like there's a stink to it also.
Fruitcake.
Ambrosia probably works for that for me. I'm not a fan.
What is that?
It's like canned fruit. And marshmallows, and it's all like gooey.
Is there some coconut in there?
Coconut.
Horrific.
Yeah, that's
coconut.
That, I am not, you're not paying me enough to eat that.
That's right.
I will never eat that.
I hate to agree with you on this, but I do.
I would never touch it.
Ambrosia. Great band. Probably the best band of all time, but I don't know about the food. It's really not appealing.
I don't know if this is dessert. Can cookies be dessert? Like the oatmeal raisin cookie? There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, it should always be a chocolate chip cookie.
Yes.
Wow. How brave.
So because it's not that, I might have to put that as the worst.
I think one of the biggest letdowns as a kid that I'm still scarred by mistaking the oatmeal raisin cookie for a chocolate chip cookie and then just immediately being full of regret. Like I've taken a bite of this and there's raisins in it and I hate raisins and I was expecting chocolate chips and wow, is this ever, I mean, just terrible.
There's no bigger
scarred.
No bigger letdown.
Scarred.
I might agree with that.
That's just such a terrible take. Like you're emotionally scarred by it.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
In some way it affects your life to this day that, I don't know, 50 years ago you took a bite out of the wrong cookie.
Yeah.
Now you don't
I can't be objective. This is what being scarred means. I can't be objective about oatmeal raisin cookies. You get this out of here. I think it's part of the reasons I just never took to raisins. I mean, not liking them as a kid is one thing. Like, even now, I don't get out of here with raisins.
He banished raisins forever because of this event.
There's already a poll up. Have you taken to raisins?
I like finding out, like, ooh, I used to not like this and now I do. Raisins, I mean, I'm gonna be 57 in 2 days. I don't think it's happening. For me,
when you get a lot older, people might want you to eat food like raisins or ambrosia.
Yes.
You might have to face it. You lose your teeth.
Right.
And it's just going to be like, I'm either going to eat ambrosia and raisins, or I'm just not going to eat. Like, this is where I'm at. Pudding, Ambrosia is, apparently it's a pudding as I look it up. It's called a pudding.
I said ambrosia pudding, but it's not a pudding.
It's fruit salad. It's canned fruit salad pudding.
Right. Pudding.
Canned fruit pudding.
It's terrible.
You wonder why they don't just call it that. Because
right?
Who wouldn't buy canned fruit pudding?
Oh, God. I mean, honestly, what are we doing to our audience right now?
Whose idea was ambrosia?
So disgusting.
Whose idea? The food of the Greek gods.
And what, this is going to be out on,
yes,
on like a buffet and like a picnic or something? Sitting out in the 90-degree heat? Like, go give me some marshmallowy canned fruit with coconut in it. Oh, my God.
It is an outrage.
I'm going to eat it in the bathroom. Like, what are you kidding me?
So, for Father's Day, it's also my dad's birthday. We all went over, and I was just like, I hadn't seen him in a while. I was just really excited to cook for him. But, you know, it's his party. It's his party and his wife's party. And they do all that. You know, he's got his potato salad, and he's got his guacamole, and he's got his roast beef. It's usually that. But I'm like, I just have to butt into this. I have to show I can do this. So I made two things, and both were a smash. I made a strawberry salad with lettuce from our garden and just like smart and tasty and good with this dressing. I also made the dressing. And then I made a Mexican shrimp cocktail where the sauce is in the glass. He had the perfect glasses. He's older than me. You know, my father,
and
he's
got all
these.
Okay.
He's got all these glasses, and they're all just perfect. And I made like 10 or 12. Put the sauce in, then you put the shrimp in, and passed them out. And they were both a smash. And I think I left that party, and I think maybe my family went, Michael, you know, he's good. He's actually good at this.
Stepped his game up, yeah.
And so what I want to do next? Don't tell them.
Okay,
ambrosia. Like, okay, Michael's making a dish. Ooh, now I might get a reaction there. Like, now I might be like, ooh. And I show up with canned fruit salad pudding with coconut. And it'll be a hot day, and I'll just put it out. And what will they, because they'll expect it to be good now.
Uh-huh.
They'll look at it, though, and it'll be like, what is that color, actually? What is this? Is this pink or green? Is it yellow? It looks like sherbet. Like, what is happening? What are these chunks? And I'm like, no, yeah. It'd just be like, you know, it'd be funny, right? It'd be funny.
Sure, yeah.
That would get laughs.
Yeah.
And then I'd return to my previous position where, like, he's
not to be trusted.
No, he's going to bring tortilla chips.
Right.
If I'm bringing something, it's either wine or chips, but not anymore.
Oh.
I love the idea that there's a food that scarred you.
Yeah.
You know, because I can remember my parents, usually my father, wanting me to eat something that I just loathed the idea of. There were two examples. One was my dad. One was my dad and my mom. One was with my dad. It was like mom was away for something, and my sisters and I had to eat a tomato sandwich, white bread, mayonnaise, and a big beefsteak tomato.
You are not a tomato guy.
I just couldn't. I mean, all day. That's the punishment. You sit there until you eat it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All day. Hit it under the table. Like, I just could not even... How do I get out of this nightmare? And so I don't know how it ended, but it didn't end well. And the other was Super Bowl 15, the broccoli soup game.
Broccoli soup, right.
My grandma's over. We're all sitting at the big table. The Super Bowl... We were allowed to have the Super Bowl on, Oakland, Philly. We're allowed to have it on, but we're also just going to eat the big family dinner and broccoli soup, like this cold green. You probably would like it.
I like broccoli soup, but I don't know about cold broccoli soup.
Well, it was cold after I sat there for 2 hours.
After you sat there with it. Right, right, sure. Yeah. Right.
Maybe it wasn't cold at first.
Yeah, I'm guessing not. I don't think, you know, I think broccoli soup usually is, cream of broccoli soup is usually hot.
Adult me would eat that.
Yeah.
I don't know about the tomato sandwich. I just still don't even want to have that day happen at all where I would have to eat a tomato sandwich. Just no. Here is Steve with us. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Was at a barbecue standing in line, you know, making the plate up, and there's a relish tray. I'm a big fan of dill pickles. Hate sweet pickles. So I grab a whole baby dill and put the entire thing in my mouth as I'm in line with people in front of me and behind me. And one crunch in, I very quickly realize that I'm eating a gherkin. not a baby dill pickle.
Mm-hmm. How old are you at this?
Small bite. Like, I am 32.
You're 32 at the time.
I'm a grown adult.
Yes.
Yeah. I there's no going back. I am fully committed. I didn't take a bite. This is the entire pickle in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
And now, like, I have to eat this. Like, I have to literally choke it down. So you talk about being scarred for life. Now I'm the guy at the barbecue, like, excuse me, are these pickles dill? Or is this somehow a trap of a sweet pickle that I'm going to choke on? You know, I refuse to, like, I have to be the obnoxious guy that now asks, because if I have some kind of food allergy, I don't.
Yes.
I have to be that guy now. Excuse me, is this pickle dill or sweet? Because as a grown adult, here I am, like, turning green in the buffet line, trying to choke down this entire pickle that I've shoved in my mouth.
I was waiting to ask you if you've ever pretended to have an allergy.
No, that's not, but I'm now the obnoxious guy that acts like I do. You know, are these pickles dill or sweet? Because of a sweet pickle. And I never want to eat a sweet pickle again in my life. So,
thank you, Steve. could you actually convince somebody that you're allergic to only one kind of pickle?
No.
You probably would have to be allergic to all of them. Yeah. Not just sweet and not dill, or vice versa. You think?
I mean, unless you were allergic to, like, just, like, dill as a plant. Is that possible?
But he's the other way, right?
Right.
Right, you can't go the... I don't
His
think
problem
you
is sweet.
Right.
Can he be allergic? Can you just be allergic to sweet pickles?
Right, to sugar, vinegar. Know. No, there's that's in everything.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I've never heard someone... I mean, it's not surprising, I guess, but I've never heard someone who's so opposed to one pickle or the other. Like, certainly... I don't even know that I could tell you which my favorite is.
Yeah, it depends on what you're eating them with.
Yeah, right. I like them both.
Dill pickles on a burger.
Bread and butter.
Pickle relish. Bread and butter?
Yeah. Bread and butter for
bread
a burger.
Bread and butter.
Yeah.
So what is going on there? There's no bread or butter.
But that's in the sweet family, though, well, right? The bread and butter pickle?
It's in the sweet family.
I think so.
Yeah.
But what is the possible reason for those being called bread and butter? Oh. Is there any bread or butter anywhere in that one?
Are they meant to be
eaten with
bread
and butter?
Bread? Jeez,
yeah,
no.
I
no.
Have you ever seen that?
God, we're back to ambrosia
Have
now,
ever
I feel
seen
like.
Back to ambrosia.
Just grossing everyone out.
Oh.
No. Put some bread and butter on. And no, I don't think that's right.
No, I think it is. My quick research here.
That's what you do?
Depression era, chewy white bread, an ideal canvas for butter and pickles.
I guess that's it then.
I think it's it.
I really got to breathe deep.
Can that be that?
I feel
probably
like I'm
bad.
Hyperventilating.
I'll tell you this, though.
Oh, no.
I'd rather eat that than whatever tomato sandwich concoction
me
Mike
too.
Was fed as a child.
Oh, meat.
Oh,
absolutely.
I love tomato sandwiches.
No, give me the butter and pickles on bread over that any day of the week.
Go ahead. Yep. Scott is next. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing? Went to a very high-end wedding. Probably I was about 7 years old. In downtown Miami, one of my relatives got married, and they were serving appetizer hors d'oeuvres. I looked over, and there was this, like, flowery frost. Well, what I thought was frosting on, like, a cookie type of thing. And I put it in my mouth. I bit it down thinking I was eating, like, some sort of sugary thing, and it was some sort of, like, cheese. And I got so nauseous, I grabbed a napkin as fast as I could, you know, put it in my mouth, and there was no garbage cans around. But it was at, like, one of these high-end hotels that had, like, a nice pool table. I stuffed it in the pool table in one of the pockets and got
the
heck out of there.
Oh, no.
Nobody realized it. Yeah.
Wow. A pink, flowery cheese. I'm not sure I'm inclined to eat that myself either.
I thought it was a cake, you know, some sort of a cake thing.
Yeah, flowery
cheese. And I had in my head that it was like I was eating some sort of, like, a frosted cake.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was some sort of a cheese. I can't even explain the taste and the smell. I just got sick.
Flowery cake, pink cheese.
Yes,
yeah, it doesn't sound good to me either.
That somehow ended up being so much worse than when you started talking, I thought, this is going to be caviar. Oh. He like went in on, like, oh, this looks, you know, what is this? Chocolate? Whatever. I don't even know, right? But in my head, I was bracing for that, and this is even worse. It's more ghastly than that.
It was well described.
Yes.
By Scott.
Yeah.
Flowery cake, pink cheese something. Because no one, do you have any idea what he's talking about? Like,
no.
What is he probably, pudding cake with flowery cheesecake frosting? What is he actually talking about? What is he describing?
Is he like some kind of cannoli cake or something is what I thought he was maybe going towards? But
maybe. But he hated it. You couldn't hate a cannoli.
No.
Oh, no, you can't hate a cannoli. I mean, you probably could, but no.
Leave the gun. Leave the gun. Well,
I don't know what he's talking about.
I can't tell at all.
I swear to God, this segment is making my stomach gurgle.
What a send off.
Like, I'm just sitting here like I'm all clenched up. I'm sitting in the chair I always sit in, but I'm on my toes. My knees are up. My arms are crossed. I don't even know. I'm trying to hold it together over here. I just feel sick.
Ever eat grape leaves?
I don't believe so.
That's on my list, too. Grape leaves. Oh, no. Joe, grape leaves?
I don't think I mean,
you're like a tightly wrapped
what that is, but
Greek, I don't know, snack or delicacy, whatever the word would be.
Yeah.
I just, no. Pass. Remember having a fun time. My dad is in the jewelry business, and he had a friend from China that he would do business with. And one time, this is a real story. It's not a great story, but remember him coming home one day with dried black fungus, like a box of like dried black fungus. That was what was on the box. And I had a laugh. I was probably a teenager, and I remember laughing about that like I am now having this conversation. Like, what kind of an idea for a food is this? Dried black fungus. Can you think of a way to describe a food? Maybe it's the ambrosia. How would you think of a way to describe the? There is a reason why they don't call ambrosia canned pudding salad or whatever it was. Canned fruit,
canned marshmallow pudding salad.
Yes, you want a pretty word for that,
right?
Because otherwise, why would anybody want it?
It's never getting in the air if it doesn't have a pretty name.
Right, dried black fungus needs a name
right.
That isn't dried black fungus. So maybe you would look at it twice, even just look at it twice and think about it. What can
right.
I do with this? Maybe this is good. Do I? You look at the box and you go, do I cook this? Do I eat it raw? What is it good on? Like, what do I want to do with this? But you would never do that because it's called dried black fungus.
Yeah,
fungus, like on your feet.
Yeah, that's a tough. That's a tough one to get past.
Dried black fungus. Just none of it is. None of that sounds good at all. And,
no,
that was,
I mean,
what was
at,
on the box.
At least if it was moist black fungus, maybe.
Sure.
And I'm curious.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Maybe if it were blue, it would be worse. Blue fungus, you would not. Like, what food is ever blue? That, you know, no.
Oh, wow.
But that's getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by the law firm of Gelber & O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally.
I think I've got a fever.
This is hilarious. The tease for this segment was dig in on the Bills a little bit. We're going to actually, we're actually going to talk about the Bills' offense in a very serious way. That's what we told you we would be doing. At 4:56,
we are gonna get fired.
This is it. This
so,
is our 10,000th and last show.
So bad at this.
Play that Panther thing again.
I'm going on
this
vacation,
is it.
And I'm never coming back.
This is the end.
Happening.
We just resigned. I resigned 2 days ago. Can they do that? Can they fire us 2 days after the?
Absolutely.
Yes, because the contract doesn't go into effect until Friday. This is probably it. Well. I'm glad to be going out in a year where there are those tremendous Steve Cishan montages. Really, that's just the best part.
UGR's long storied history wouldn't be quite complete without a controversial addition the station made in early 2006. Entercom, WGR's parent company, purchased WPTR in a trade deal with the sole focus of bringing Panther to Buffalo. And boy, it was a hit.
Yeah, I just wanted to back you up on that point there.
Hosts and occasionally even listeners would dare to take on Panther in an argument, but no matter how heated it could get in the studio, Panther's word was always the final word.
Do you call that a hot dog sandwich in your house?
Whether you call it a sandwich or not doesn't determine whether it's a sandwich.
Of course it does. It does. You're
no,
saying
it doesn't.
Means, you're saying it doesn't mean anything. I'm saying it means everything.
Why?
What? Interesting.
There you go.
Good point.
A beloved voice of authority and reason, Panther has been one of the most recognizable and important voices on WGR over the last century, and his voice is one that will never be forgotten.
Well, it was a good run. A century's a good run. Here's a caller with the where the comment appears to be, thought it was beef jerky. Nope. Here's Chris with us. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Terribly.
This is it. How would you feel?
It's going like hell.
I got a quick one for you. So I was a little bit younger, and I had a few adult beverages, and I opened my pantry, and I started eating what I thought was a bag of beef jerky, and I thought it was delicious. By the second piece, my dad slapped me on the back of the head. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I mean beef jerky." He said, "That's dog treat." He's always dog treat. So, yeah, that was a funny food story. You know, I thought I would share it.
Thank you, Chris. I kind of wish I have a I once ate pet food by mistake story. You know, because you'd live through it. You might throw up, but that's the worst that's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
But I don't have that story. We had cats. I think it's probably easier to know not to eat the cat food than it would be like dried dog food. You know?
Yeah.
It takes less intelligence to avoid eating cat food than dog food, I think.
Yep. Yeah. And you know, the dog treats, I mean, you know, they got pictures of bacon on them and stuff. I mean, that's an easy
mistake. That's right.
That's easy.
That's makeable.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. The cat treats are like not even food at all. It's like that catnip. It just smells like something. Or mice. That's a cat treat. It's a mouse.
Yeah, right.
You're never going to eat a mouse.
I thought it was beef jerky.
Truer words. Yeah,
birds and mice are cat treats. Bulldog's right. A dog treat has bacon on it. You know, it's got some sort of smell that you might like.
I still feel like you would have to pick up on it, though, after like the second or third one.
The third whiff or the third piece? You're saying you would eat multiple pieces of dog treats and be like, wait a minute, I got a question.
I'd like to believe, I'm not sure, but I'd like to believe like midway through the first one, I'd go, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Not even having swallowed the first piece.
Yeah.
I think I would be. I want to be, feel like I would do the same thing.
Again, I don't know, though. It's possible I would just eat half the bag before realizing.
Yeah, that's right. The whole bag. This guy, Chris, ate a whole bag of them.
I feel like this happened to me. Like, I had a very short babysitting career. And it was only one house I ever did this, at least as a teenager. I don't know. I've watched other kids as an adult, but as a teenager, babysitting someone in the neighborhood, and you know, I'm there alone. The kids asleep. I'm watching TV, and I can remember like rummaging through these people's kitchen, and I think the only thing I found was like this box. Like, oh well, what's it? This is a fine dog, like, and it smelled so, like, I realized, I think I almost ate it and just went, this doesn't smell good. And I looked at the box again and it was dog stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I came close to a dog treat, dog biscuit type thing out of desperation and then realized, like, no, this is not that's not for me.
That's a relatable moment, though. We should break probably and then talk about the Bills offense. That is a relatable moment. When you are babysitting, I did that too as a teenager, and it's not your house, and you're hungry, and like they didn't order a pizza for you, right?
Right.
And you're not going to cook, so but there may or may not be something that interests you, you know. But it's 3 hours before they get home, and I don't know, like you got, what do you do? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, the update coming up here on WGR.
But I think a lot of people think if they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
That is Baker Mayfield at his football camp. Yeah, no, not gonna happen. Not going to play for the Browns anymore. Nobody wants that. Well, at least he doesn't and the Browns don't. I know you wanted. You said right away today, I want to say, I think Deshaun Watson should be suspended for a year as many times as I can. And there is no resolution on that, you know, today. Yep. They're still in hearings, and maybe tomorrow there will be, or next week at least. The Browns, because today's momentum seems more like half a season or less.
Right.
The Browns' 10th game is here.
Great.
I mean, when the schedule had not come out yet, and we're still wondering, like we still are, whether what's going to happen with him, I was saying you want to play the Browns early.
Yep.
Because it's probably, if he gets partial suspension, that's you want to avoid Watson. Well, it might be close. Week 11, Cleveland at Buffalo, November 20th. Tickets are like probably still available for that one. If the what is the line? Let's say it's week one. Let's say the Browns were here week one. What is the line if he plays? What is the line if he doesn't?
I think if he doesn't, the line is Bills minus 8. If he plays, it's Bills minus 3.
3, wow. That's
too small?
That's too... We're home. I'd say it's... I would go 4.5 at the most. And I would say, boy, the Bills are so popular, though. I mean, in this way, I don't know. But Cleveland was too. I would say, like, it could be 10, maybe, if it's Brissett.
Okay.
But good guesses. I mean, you might be right. What do you think, Joe? What's the line week one? If it's Cleveland to Buffalo week one, with or without Watson? Are we close here?
I like the 10 if it's not him, and 3, 3.5 if it was.
He makes big a difference.
I think they're favored by 3, 3.5 against pretty much everybody at home.
The very best teams.
Yeah. Like, what are they favored?
Chiefs are coming here week one. 3, 3.5?
3, right?
3.
What if it was Denver? To me, Cleveland and Denver. Cleveland with Watson is like the same to me as Denver with Wilson. It's great rosters with a star quarterback. Watson maybe is a little better on the field, but Denver feels like it'd be even lower than 3. Maybe like 4, 4
yeah.
and a half.
Yeah, the Bills would be a bigger favorite.
Bigger favorite, yeah.
4.
4. If it was in Cleveland, maybe a pick 'em.
Buffalo at Cleveland with Watson, week one. Okay. Then they're the Rams. Then they're the Super Bowl champions. The Cleveland Browns with Watson are on the same level as the Super Bowl favorite, almost, and the Super Bowl champions, the Rams.
I mean,
yeah, maybe.
We don't want to entertain the thought because it would be horrifically gross. But they could win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Like, he could raise the Lombardi. Like, that team, and for how good he is, he could raise the Lombardi Trophy this year. It is real. It's possible.
This is why they need him to sit out the entire year. The specter of him leading them to anything following these last, how many months has it been now?
I mean,
a year and a half?
Year
whatever
and a half.
It's been, I mean, you
right, you can't let that visual
go
up.
Well, they're not going to have total say.
Right.
What if he gets suspended for the regular season but not the playoffs? And they make it.
Oh, right. How does that work?
They make it at like 10-7. They're the 7 seed, but he's now eligible. And he's been practicing at least on his own, but I don't know whatever would be allowed there. Would you put him in? They have the number one defense in the NFL. You know, what I'm saying. They have the number one defense in the NFL.
Yes, they would put him in. I don't think there's a way that you would get him suspended indefinitely or for the whole year and somehow be eligible for the playoffs.
Okay, that would happen.
I think the wording matters. Like, if he were suspended, like it's a number of games. If it's not the whole season, if it's the whole season, it's the whole season, and that includes the postseason. You know what I mean? Like, if they settle on 6 or 8 games, then you get a number. But there's no 17-game suspension. You know what I mean? It's the year. And the year includes, I think, the postseason. I think that's how that would probably work. listen to me. I'm sounding like I know, like I'm an expert on this crap. I'm guessing, but I think that's how that
works. It feels right, but I'm not sure. It feels right. Just that the playoffs are not in your contract, right? Or are they? How do they do that? You don't get paid. You get paid if you win. You get bonuses. But, like, your salary is the regular season salary, 17 games.
Yep.
So that makes me wonder if this kind of thing could be possible, but I agree that it probably isn't.
What I wonder is there was it was Florio, Pro Football Talk maybe, was talking about Watson pulling this into court once he gets suspended the same way Ezekiel Elliott did. And Elliott's suspension got dragged out. It was supposed to take place at the beginning of the year, but Elliott fought it in the courts, and he was allowed to play while that was happening. And then finally, like, end of the season, he kind of gave up on it, and he served the suspension at the end.
In the fantasy playoffs.
Right, in the fantasy playoffs.
Or right before the fantasy playoffs,
like,
at least.
So, like, if that happens, there's a precedent for Watson plays the beginning of the season. This might matter to when the Bills play him. Plays the beginning of the season while there's appeals going on and district courts and whatnot for the suspension, and then by the end of the year, it's going to get held up, and suddenly, ooh, I'm serving 8 games or 6 games in the final few games of the regular season. Then I'd want to know, does that carry into the playoffs?
Why would it? If it's finite.
You know what I mean? Like, if he got a 6-game suspension.
Oh, and it happened to start at week 15.
Right, now it starts at week 15. Does that mean he's serving playoff games?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guess is it doesn't. I feel like there is a difference there that might mean something. By the way, was this scenario about like the Elliott comparison or he plays and then he gets suspended? Was this John Clayton's prediction last year for Watson? Didn't he say he thought he would play last year and then the suspension would come later? Seem to remember that.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I think I recall something like he was, if he got suspended last year, that appeals and whatnot could get it pushed to where he would start it this year. But he hasn't been suspended even to this point. So.
He has not. Maybe any day, though. All right. Fun show. Thanks for all your, thanks for the laughs, food-related laughs today. Fritos, I was playing that day. I mean, Fritos are fine for me, but they're not like the apple pie of chips. That guy who called in was just such a star.
Yeah.
Coltrane and apple pie. Just what a beauty. And
you know, every time that plays, I hate that I'm screaming over him while he's making the Coltrane Miles Davis comment. Like get out of the way for a second. This guy, like, little did I know a caller was going to be that swift. And he nailed it, and I'm yelling at him the whole time.
And I don't think you should, and I get mad at myself for jumping on top of you there with Coltrane at the end. So that's just how people are, maybe. But I wouldn't call Fritos the apple pie of chips. They're fine. They're in the middle.
They're disgusting.
Somebody tweeted at us or you with chili. And that is a home run, the corn chips in the chili. That is a home run.
I would rather have a tortilla chip that doesn't smell like feet with my chili myself. That's just me. Give me like a Tostitos scoop.
Oh, wait, you're saying the chili flavored Fritos or Fritos in chili?
Fritos in chili.
Oh, okay.
Because that corn, you want that corn. I make chili with cornmeal in it. It gives you a little texture. Yeah. And there's a good combo going on there.
I'll find my corn feet free. But I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times.
Yes. Bisons. Bisons. The streak. One streak continues, one does not. They lost last night at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre.
But they weren't leading after 8.
They were not leading after 8. So they are still 25-0 this year when leading after 8 innings. But they are now, sadly, 7-1 on Tuesdays. Bisons at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre again tonight. They're up by a game and a half in their division. They've been in first place for a couple of weeks, but never by more than that. Kind of interesting, sort of like they're just barely ahead every day for a couple of weeks, if not a little more than that. Just a very small lead. And that's what it is going into their game tonight. A lot of afternoon baseball today. I'm sure you're all following that. Joe Ostrowski tomorrow. I'm in a pool that he runs, my friend Louie and I. And we took a beating here today. I needed the Nationals. He needed the Royals. We got a split there. Nationals lose. Royals win. Astros beat the Mets again. 2-0 today. There was an injury in that game. Alvarez for Houston got hurt. It was carted off. I don't know where that stands, but that guy's good. Boston at Toronto last night. Toronto in a walk-off. You said you're a little bit back? Did you see that?
I mean, I saw it this morning. I did not stay up and sit with it last night, no. But, yeah, I've been, you know, funny enough, June, I knew this about them, you know, because I'm still paying attention enough to, like, you know, I see their scores every day. And it seemed like there were a lot of wins, so I went and counted it up. And after the weekend, they were 19-4 in June. But it was all against whatever. They've had a terrible time with the AL East, and they've lost the first two in Toronto. And they're playing a lot of Toronto and the Yankees coming up here. But they've had a great June. I mean, they're 19-6 in June. So they've been, you know, they were in a wild card spot going into Toronto.
Yeah, they're a half game apart. Who is the pitcher that would have closed the game last night, but he's not vaccinated? I don't know who it is. Their closer is not with them because you have to be vaccinated to be able to play in Toronto. And he isn't. So they used a guy who had never closed a game, and he might have pitched the eighth inning too, and he got beat. Manoa tonight for Toronto against Pivetta. Manoa is great to watch if you're into that. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
I don't have any concerns.
Playing golf.
I'm playing golf.
Yeah.
This group has provided me an opportunity to play golf and have a different schedule, and that's my only concern. Yeah, I mean, I understand the topics you're trying to bring up, and they are horrible events, but I'm here to play golf. That's my deal. I've got an opportunity to play golf, and that's it.
Brave. All right. Pat Perez. Golfer Pat Perez, everybody. First time on the show, I would imagine.
I saw a picture of him earlier today, and I had no idea who he was. Like, it said, like, Pat, something about his shirt. I don't even know what it was. And I went, I just kept, like, oh, is this Live Golf? I don't even know, man, whatever. Great. Thanks for coming, Pat Perez.
Pat Perez, everybody. Bulldog is on vacation after today. Cooking a game up here to send you off with.
Oh, thank you for the game. Bring me a game.
You know where you're going? Do you have plans? I had a couple of ideas for you.
No, I don't know. I don't have. My wife was off. My wife just went back to work yesterday after 10 days off, so we did not line up these vacations. I'm hoping to do some golfing and some bike riding and hopefully some boating. We've got some issues. We've got an issue with the boat. There's a mechanical issue. So I'm hopeful we can get that resolved while I'm off. But I'm staying home. I'm resisting the urge to use the word that everyone uses for that, but I'm staying home.
Okay, one of my ideas doesn't work then.
All right.
Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be hilarious if you went to Spain and, like, bumped into Sal. Like,
I know.
Sal's doing all this amazing sightseeing in Italy and Spain and Germany. And it'd be just the best if Bulldog just sort of trailed him. Oh, you're here too? That's right. Why is that so weird? I mean, people come here.
I know three different unrelated, like, people that don't know one another that are all in Alaska. Right now, my in-laws are in Alaska. I've got some old hockey friends that are in Alaska, and someone who used to work with us is also in Alaska.
Wow!
And I'm almost 100% sure none of these people know one another.
They wouldn't even know it if they run into each other.
Right? They might even be on the same boat.
They might have the story like I had from Maui, where I was just sitting by the pool and struck up a conversation with a woman at the pool who was with her friend, and they were talking about restaurants. And I was interested in that. Like, she sounded like she knew Maui. She knew restaurants. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking, and, you know, where are you from? She said, Niagara Falls. So, like, something like that could happen to these people that you know.
Yes.
On a trip like that. I'll be there next summer.
Alaska?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Barcelona was my idea.
Okay,
that's out.
Well, yeah, I think.
Just to try to find Sal in Europe.
I'm gonna pass on that.
That's out. I'm seeing a lot today on Twitter about this tunnel that's opening at Niagara Falls on the Canadian side that goes back to 1905. And they're opening up as a sightseeing destination, Niagara Parks. You buy tickets, like Maid of the Mist, like that. You buy tickets.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in Canada on Saturday, and I'm going to push for this. I really want to do this. Just like there's a long glass elevator tunnel down to the base of the whole thing, and then you walk out onto the water or almost, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to see it. All so right. That's an idea for you. Just a you know, an after some afternoon.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He'll do it Saturday, Joe, and trail me. That's what he'll do.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
It looks cool. I mean, it's like at water level. It's not like you're above it. Like you're out on almost like a platform.
Right, exactly. So that's just opening for Canada Day, which is what, Friday? Your birthday is on Canada Day.
Correct.
July 1. And my nephew, Joey, who started to do big things in the sports casting world.
Go Joey.
He's got a press pass now. He's like, yeah, I got a Bills press pass. Look at this guy.
Look at that.
You met him. We drove him. We drove him home from training camp that one time.
Okay. Yep. I remember that.
Bulldog,
really?
Bulldog
really? I'm not just saying that. I remember doing that.
Yeah.
Is this when he lost the mug?
No. Different trip.
Maybe different a different day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bulldog can't go to Barcelona, by the way, because I need him to give me a beer at the Queen of Heaven Carnival next week.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that would be tough. I mean, I guess I could leave in the morning and be back in time for the Queen of Heaven Carnival.
Good day trip to Barcelona. Yeah.
That's next weekend, right?
That's next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
No.
Thursday next through Sunday is the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm there Friday. Strictly Hip are playing there Friday night at 7 in the beer tent, and I will be there for that.
NHL draft those 2 days.
Yep.
We have a game. I've got a couple things. Joe's probably working on something. Joe's always working. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.